I done forgotten. But I believe
something that people drink for breakfast would be
coffee.
Okay. Say there, if you want some coffee but there weren't any ready, you'd say you had to go
make some coffee.
Okay. And talking about putting milk in your coffee, you'd say some people like it
cream.
Like their coffee how?
With cream.
Okay. We're talking about milk, you'd say some people like their coffee.
With milk.
What if you don't put milk in your coffee? You say you're drinking it
straight.
Okay. Any other expressions for that?
Well, that's about all I know. Some of them say they drink it straight.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear drinking it barefooted?
Well, a lot of folks say that. That means they don't use sugar or nothing.
Uh-huh. What do they say?
Barefoot.
Uh-huh. You might tell a child now, you can eat what's put before you, or you can do
without.
Okay. And if you were real thirsty, you might go to the sink and pour yourself
a drink
of
water.
Okay. And you drink it out of a
glass.
Okay. And you say that glass fell off the sink and
busted.
Okay. Or another word for that. You say it fell off and
broke.
So somebody has
broken the glass.
Okay. But someone might say, well, I didn't mean to
break it.
Okay. And if you were real thirsty, you might say, what? Two glasses of water.
Drinking two glasses of water.
Okay.
Because I'm real thirsty.
And you might ask me, how much water have you
drinking?
And you'd say, we certainly do what? A lot of water.
Drink.
Okay. And you'd say, he has already what? Three glasses.
Drinking three glasses.
Okay. And say, if you were walking along and an animal jumped out and scared you, you'd say, I picked up a what?
I was scared.
So I picked up a what?
Stone.
Okay, and I what?
Threw it.
Huh?
Threw it.
Okay. Anything else you'd say besides throw it?
Well, I don't reckon.
You ever say chunked or flung or?
Well, chunked. Yes, it is right. You do say chunk sometimes.
Okay. That means the same thing as throw?
That's right.
Say, a hen on a nest of eggs would be called a?
Setting hen.
Okay. And where do you keep hens?
Some keep them in what they call chicken yards, houses.
Mm-hmm.
And some just turn them loose on the yard.
What about a place just for the mother hen and the little chicks?
Coops.
Okay. And when you're eating chicken, you know, a bone that goes like this?
They call it a pull bone.
Okay. And say if you had to go feed the hens and turkeys and geese and so forth, would you have one name you'd use to mean all of those? Say you had to go feed the...
You said chickens, geese, turkey.
Say if it was time to feed the stock and do your chores, you'd say that it was...
Time to feed.
Okay. Did you call that fodder time or chore time or feeding time?
Well, it just said feeding time.